Hi, I'm Alexis.
Hi, I'm Neve.
And this is our podcast on the four compromises.
Issue one of the four compromises. The issue is that the states could send no more than seven people to represent their state's interests, and each state could only have one vote. The more populated states felt that the way the government was built up gave more power to the other states that were smaller. What do you think about that?
I think it would be hard to make a decision with one vote. What do you think, Neve?
I agree.
Okay, so there was two sides to the issue. Side one, the Virginia Plan. Side two, the New Jersey Plan. The Virginia Plan was created by Edmund Randolph. It was a bicameral legislature. There was representation in both houses based on the state's population, and they were greatly favored.
Side two was the New Jersey Plan, and basically the New Jersey Plan was a unicameral government, and representation was based on equality, and each state got one representative. And it was kind of similar to the old system under the Articles of Confederation. And instead of favoring large states like the Virginia Plan, they favored small states since their vote would be, I guess, swallowed by the other side. The smaller states ended up creating the New Jersey Plan in response to Edmund Randolph's creation of the Virginia Plan. And the New Jersey Plan was created by William Patterson.
I feel like these two issues would be hard to come up with a compromise on, and I'm surprised they did.
Eventually, they did come up with a compromise, and they ended up creating a bicameral Congress with one side benefiting small states and then the other benefiting the larger states. And each state was guaranteed at least one representative, and each state also received two senators, no matter the population. And there was more balance of power because every decision made that was made needed at least 51% of approval before it could go through.
Issue two of the four compromises was about how the slaves count towards a state's representation, basically.
There were two sides to the issue, slaves count and no slaves. The slaves count had the Great Compromise, and the Great Compromise was made by Roger Sherman, and it creates a bicameral legislature. The upper house is based on equality, but each state receives two senators, and each senator has to serve a six-year term. And slaves count was made by southern states, and when a state is counting the population, slaves count just as a free person would.
Side two wanted no slaves. It was made by the northern states, and slaves would not count at all when determining a state's population. So basically, they're saying they're counting people as they would count their cattle and horses. Neve, what do you think about that?
I would feel disrespected, and I would feel kind of worthless, I guess. And then, I don't know, it just wouldn't make me feel good about myself and feel like I matter.
So basically, in the end, they came up with the decision to count the slaves as 3/5 of a person instead of not counting them as a person at all.